All right, hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Brew Happy Radio Show. How you doing? I'm your host, Damien Abizer, as the host of beer. And with us is the amazing DJ Fitzmagic. What? No, are we not
that
doing
was,
the...
That was late.
We're not doing the thing? We have an effect. You didn't do the effect.
What you say it is like...
The amazing DJ Fitzmagic!
You didn't warn me before you were going to do it, that you wanted to do it.
We've been doing the show for
you
together.
Also,
like,
but every week you're like, I change it up. I like to change it up.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd have to tell me before you change it up.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, second of all, you said I'm the host of beer instead of the voice of beer.
Oh, yeah.
Has it been one of those days?
It's been one of those days.
It has.
It's been a very taxing day.
Someone's got a case of the Mondays.
Tell me about it. I am so happy to see you guys. I've been thinking about you all day long.
Hey, in secondhand news, I think the Cardinals are going to lose to the LA Chargers.
Oh, yeah. You can see the TV
I
from
can
here.
See the... Well, also, John has it literally right in front of his face, too.
Oh, yep.
iPad. Hi, welcome.
Yeah. We are at our new host location, Chill and Phil, over in North Portland.
No po.
And, yeah, this place is awesome and expansive. The last time we were here doing the show...
No po-po.
It was a one-room, small spot.
Oh,
it
was so tiny.
Yeah, in a little strip mall, and now they have taken over the entire building.
They have.
It's nice. I really like this back space.
I love the back space.
It's perfect for summers.
Yeah, so they have like a little, like a different room for everything. You just kind of keep going through...
It's like a labyrinth. The
rooms where the old businesses used to be.
Right.
And they filled it out with all these picnic tables. It's a huge amount of space.
That's awesome.
It's
and
ideal.
It's all spread apart.
Yeah. And it's ideal for if you want to do an event here. They have outdoor seating. They have a couple of food trucks and a really great tap list. They got 30 taps and quite a few bottle doors.
I know. I left my tap open.
Oh, yeah.
Going to get something.
That's good.
Get something to go.
And this part of town needs something like this. There's not
this
a
is
lot
a good
of
thing to have. It's right
of
off Lombard, so
yeah.
It's really a great thing.
A lot of people
to have,
around.
So, yeah.
Yep. There's only a few places on
a lot
this
of
side
pedestrians
of town.
Yeah, and you know, Lombard House isn't open on Mondays, so
this right,
makes
this
it an ideal
room.
Location for me to hang out.
And there's literally like,
Lombard House
like maybe a total of a dozen people here right now, so mm-hmm. It's real easy goings if you need to find a spot to chill.
Yeah.
Or Phil.
And they have pinball. They have a whole pinball room.
It's crazy.
Eight pinball machines.
Yeah. Well, we might have to take a break and go do that real quick.
So, yeah.
You know there has who else has great pinball machines?
John Paul from Paul Cigars?
No.
Apex.
What? No. Thirsty Sasquatch right down
in
Main Street in Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, yeah.
There all the time. I never play pinball.
They got great pinball machines.
I was just there this weekend.
Because my dog doesn't like to play pinball.
Well, you know.
Burley doesn't like to play pinball?
Pulls up the thumbs.
It's a little, yeah. The thumb thing is just killing him.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I knew it was coming, too. I was
you
like,
know,
I always just had this one off.
I've noticed before that he didn't have thumbs, but I never really thought about
He's also a dog.
About how how easy it would be to beat him in pinball.
Yes, no thumbs is sort of going to kill anyone if you don't have thumbs.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about the beers we're drinking here at Chillin' Phil. I am drinking some delicious amber. From 5440.
Oh, yeah.
This is a nice red ale.
I've had that before. It's great.
It's delicious.
Red
Zep cans.
Yeah, the Red Zep is good.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I'm drinking the Yellow Card by Chuck and Nut Brewing.
Whoa, would you call me?
Yellow Card. It's the golden ale.
Yeah, it's good.
And it's so delicious.
It's really pleasing.
Yeah, I actually visited Chuck and Nut this past weekend.
That's cool.
It was really cool.
That's really cool.
I don't think it's in an awesome part of town, but that's bound to be cleaned up eventually. They had a couple of campers out there with Jennies hanging around the place.
Well,
but,
that's all right.
But
find that everywhere.
You go inside, and it's a nice, you know, clean, hospitable spot. They got quite a bit of space in there, and I like their merch.
Are you done talking?
Yeah.
Okay, John. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking. I also was a chill, Phil. Don't eat it. I'm drinking Waist Deep. It's a winter ale from Bend Brewing Company. It's 6.5%, 32. It's a fantastic beer.
There was a lot of dark, frothy beers on the tap list.
It's like some reddish, dark thing, a lot more.
Get some coffee notes on that?
Yes, some malts, a lot more UK malts on it.
There you go.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. And then we did bring some beers. I brought some beers from work.
Which we might have to also just raid the stash here as well.
Yeah.
Might have to go find something on the break.
I'm down with that. You want to talk about what I brought?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay, so.
What is that, though? I've never had that before.
Culmination Brewing, you know, you might notice we're not there this week. I just wanted to kind of switch it up there.
It's nice to go around town.
Well, their side room just opened up a little bit more. They pulled all those big giant stacks of cans out of there, so they've got way more seating in there.
Oh, so it's like people are like, let's pack in.
Yeah, and people are starting to pack in.
Because
it's
cold.
It's real cold. It's getting cold.
They
have the heaters outside.
It's tough.
But, you know, not everybody wants to be outside because it can be a little windy and
some
things will blow off the table.
Vaginas are flapping.
You know when we were here last?
And they got TVs inside now.
Well.
So for the game, John, you'd like that.
Yeah, you know where we were here last, Chili Phil? You'll never guess.
4 years ago?
Five? More than that.
April 13th, 2015.
Oh.
No way.
That's 6 whole years.
Wow.
Yeah, 6.5 years they've been here.
Well, there's a pro spell of Chili Phil.
Real soon after they opened.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, so man, so they must be doing
there's a pro spell.
Pretty
Prost.
Decent if they can here be here like 6 years, so that means.
Cheers to Chili Phil.
You're rolling.
Yeah.
These glasses didn't clink very well.
Wow. That's because they're full.
Mm. Speaking of things that are full, about to be our bellies today.
Oh.
Here at Chillin' Phil. Did you think I was going somewhere else with
that? Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to go somewhere else with that.
I love how you crack yourself up.
I do. So I've been working tirelessly.
Mm-hmm.
Not that tirelessly, but tireless some. About getting some things scheduled before the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Next week is kind of rough, up in the air. I do have a thing. I'll let you know if that thing falls through.
We are somewhere on the 27th. I know that.
That is correct. I have confirmed today. That on December 27th, not only will be hanging out with Colin Leishman of Bull Run Cider.
I love that guy.
But we are going to be in the private room.
The private room?
Of the brand new Chuckanut building.
Is it a sky lounge?
They looked like they had seating up top. A balcony.
Yeah. Is that where we're going?
Yeah, it might be.
I didn't check it out because it was fenced off. They kind of had it closed off.
Yeah, so I talked to Colin today. It looks like Bryant, who's the general manager of Chuckanut Portland location, will be joining us.
Okay.
But we're also going to be checking in and getting a little bit of info from the Day One Distro, which shares that space.
Robbie Rhoda!
With Chuckanut, so it's going to be a jam-packed
episode.
Holy
cow, three groups.
We're going to have some things happening. The 27th, you guys, make sure you listen to that. It's going to be a great episode at the new Chuckanut. Since we've already gone and we've already tried it, we're going to have delicious beers again. But
that sounds like a trifecta.
I will pimp out one thing.
Oh.
Colin told me.
Uh-oh.
Actually, he said, John, I need you to – John needs to bring some cigars.
Okay.
Because Colin has a cigar pairing he'd like to do.
Oh.
Wow.
There is a – beautiful new product that Bull Run has created, and it is high in the ABV.
Okay,
and he wants to pair a cider with it.
Why are you saying high like you're gonna smoke a joint or something?
It's above 6.9%.
You're a dad. You're not allowed to do that stuff
real
anymore.
Real fucking high.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you told me how high it was.
Oh, all right.
So we're gonna be sampling that, but he needs a cigar pairing to go along with
What's
it.
What's the flavor of the cider?
Apples,
and
a little vanilla.
Okay.
What's the flavoring of the cider? And he says apples.
Yeah. Apples.
Hey, it could be pear cider.
It is not pear cider, but it is an apple. It is a pomo. And if you know anything about pomos.
Pomo?
It is about 18-19%. It's like a port wine.
Hey-o, pomo.
There's actually a pomo.
Pomo?
The Two Towns Cider. Pomo is in the cooler here at Chillin' Phil.
Really?
Oh, yeah, nice.
It's a tasty treat.
Yeah, they have a whole cider section over there.
It's ridiculous. So we're going to be sampling that. I can't wait to talk about that. Just make sure you guys bring your knickers because they'll fall off if if you're not careful.
What?
Yeah.
What are you going to do to people?
No, it's the alcohol that'll do it to you.
Okay.
It's like a port wine.
Yeah. Is it like a panty dropper?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I mean, at least yours.
All right.
Burrito in your pocket.
Yeah.
Hard.
Okay.
Hard burrito. It's like stale, week-old burrito in your pocket. That's what you're going to find.
When
you wake up from drinking all this alcohol.
Yeah, that doesn't happen to me because I always finish my burrito the next day.
That's true.
doesn't stay. You don't want to leave those in your jacket pocket. They get moldy and they ruin the jacket.
Or you find that you've eaten it the night before and don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, where's my burrito?
Oh, I remember her at some point.
Where's my burrito?
Have a pit stop later that day.
Oh. God. Well, we want to thank you guys for putting up with us.
You went there.
We're insane. But thank you for listening. We enjoyed doing this show, and we do it for you and for the Craft Beer Society.
Thank you for putting up with us.
Yeah, we do appreciate it, and we appreciate you listening wherever you do listen. It's going to be a fun end of this year, and we're starting season 9.
Yeah. No, this is season 9. We're starting season 10.
We're going to figure out what season we're going to start, and we're going to start it for you.
I've been encoding it on the files every week, so I'd be remiss in my duties if I didn't know what season we were on.
I'm going to go check.
I used to have it on the website, too.
Why don't you?
I might actually have transferred over to the new Libsyn website.
Let me go look, because that's what I was thinking. New School Beer. Tell them where you can listen to us, though.
Okay, so wherever podcasts are found, we are hosted on Libsyn, but we do like to broadcast that we're available on Spotify, because that is universally available to most people.
We're in season 9.
Yeah, I told you. But we are also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, and all the other aggregates. So,
did you see that Kimberly was so kind to share the episode with all her people?
Kimberly from Final Draft.
And then Hopped Network immediately was like, well, we're going to tell everyone about this as well.
Hopped Up Network is really awesome. I really appreciate them. They're always sharing our stuff with their content.
Cheers
management
to them.
People. Yeah.
Prost.
We'll do a prost to Hopped Up Network.
Hopped Up.
Hopped up.
Get hopped up.
Someone's getting hopped.
Listen to beer.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you guys can find us all over the interwebs. You really just have to Google us, because we're on all the social media platforms as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the way to get to our hearts is through our pocketbooks, and that's through Patreon.
Patreon.
Yeah, go to patreon.com/brewhappy.
We love our Patreon supporters.
Our patrons, as they are.
Yes,
$5 gets you the goods, but $1 is a good place to start, so there's no wrong amount if it's not as less than a dollar. So
Yes. If you feel as though you are living vicariously through us, we will be happy to send you stickers and glassware. And
2/3 of us live vicariously, so
all
yes.
All kinds of cool stuff from our adventures in the Bruniverse.
We do have some fun adventures.
It is.
I'm excited to end this year on some really fun notes. I can't divulge yet where we are next week because I haven't 100% consumed, but it is going to be amazing.
Okay.
Either way, here's what I'm going to tell you.
All right, but you're handling that, right?
Yeah, I am handling
okay.
it. Okay. Either way, here's what I'm going to tell you.
Uh-huh.
I have accumulated between both the Ben's Bottle Shop trip that I made with John without you and then the one that we just made.
Yes, last week.
I have accumulated some beers. And I will be bringing all those beers.
Oh, all of them.
For our Christmas show.
Oh, man.
We will be sharing. It will be festive. It will be merry.
Are we going to be able to make it through the whole show?
We will be bright. Well, it'll probably end up being one of our longer shows.
Okay.
As it will be Christmas.
Well, I'll have to put some more room on the SD
card.
That
is at least 2 hours.
Yes, that is one of the many things that our Patreon money
at least there
helps,
might be an overpour.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there might be. I have to post another one of those, too.
Yeah, I know. We've done some fun things.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, if you're a patron member of our Patreon page, you get to get the exclusive overpour episodes, mm-hmm. which is usually us after the show with too much time and not enough beers, but we end up usually just continuing our talking and having a good time. And you guys want to be in part of that, be a patron, go to patreon.com/brewhappy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Let's
music. Would you like some music?
Yeah. What are we thinking about music pairing there, DJ Fitzmagic?
I actually have been working on some stuff over the last week. I'm finding myself. I don't know if you've heard a lot of pamplemousse.
Hmm.
Pamplemousse.
Pamplemouse.
Pamplemousse.
John, have you heard of pamplemousse?
Pamplemousse.
Pamplemouse.
No, moose.
Let me see it.
It's pamplemousse.
Pample Mouse.
I'm going to fucking...
It's, you're thinking of something older.
Oh, okay.
It's not Pample Mouse. It's Pomplemousse.
Oh.
M-O-O.
Like chocolate mousse?
Sure.
Okay.
Anyway.
Like that kind of mousse.
It's a sultry sound. I've really been liking their stuff, so I pulled a couple of things.
Okay. We're trying to keep this R-rated, but not X-rated.
No, I pulled a couple things to listen to enjoy, because she has a really beautiful voice. You're going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Is this what kind of grooving music is this for you? Is this what you get down to in the bedroom, or is this what you get down to in the living room?
Is there Wi-Fi in this house? What's happening?
There might be Wi-Fi. Got to figure that stuff out beforehand.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Feelings I have for her in my heart. Every time that I come near her, I just lose my nerve, as I've done from the start. Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she do just turns me on. Even though my life before was tragic, now I know my life for her goes on.
Natalie Baldwin, and I'm with
Annie Avilis,
and we're at Breakside Brewing, and you're listening to the Brew Happy Show.
This is Terry. I'm the founder of Pink Boots Society, and I'd like to invite all the women beer professionals out there to give Pink Boots Society a chance and get yourself involved. It's a great way to support Pink Boots and women in the beer industry with scholarships. Beer is an awesome thing, and the more women we can get into it, the more we're going to party.
This is Sean Hyatt from Proper Pint Tap Room.
And you're listening to the Brew Happy Show.
We get hit almost every night. When that moon gets big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight. Ooh. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things light. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight.
I told you, it's good stuff.
Everybody's feeling warm.
Yeah, that's nice. Is that the same band doing another cover band?
Another kind of band.
Yeah. Do they have any of their own songs?
They do. I just decided to play these ones because people know these ones.
They're familiar.
Yeah.
So these are some good music pairings with your next favorite beer or whatever beverage it is that you're into.
By the way, I like the fact that we start talking about a thing, but then we never come back to talking about that thing.
We're going to come back to talking about these beers I got from Culmination.
I just realized this. I looked down and go, we started talking about those.
We started talking about Culmination Side Room, and I got distracted.
Yeah, then we were like, now we're here at Chillinville.
Yeah, that's how that happened. Culmination, as many of you know, I'm the sales guy over there. And they came out with a new hazy IPA called Into the Flood Again, which demonstrates notes of mango, lemon, citrus, and tropical fruit thanks to a dry-hopped melody of Cashmere, Mosaic, and Galaxy hops. Yeah, weighing in at 6.9%. Yummy, yum, yum.
Yeah, baby.
And then, of course, we have the ever-classic... 4 and 20. We've been
delicious.
Oh yeah, we've been talking about this since back in like 2015. Speaking of 2015, John, This is an Imperial Black IPA. This season's has additions of Chinook and Amarillo hops. And 9.6%.
Oh, but sounds
tell
good.
You would not know it to drink it.
Yeah, it's light.
Yeah, and it's got it's very identifiable. It has the blackbirds all over the front of the can.
It has the murder of 420 on it.
Yeah. And the story behind that is that Tomas Slider, the owner and head of Culmination Brewing, had a dream about the nursery rhyme, 420 blackbirds coming out of the pie, and I don't know if it was a dream or a nightmare, but for some reason he decided to name his next beer after it, and it was a black IPA.
Now, if I remember correctly, him going through that story, he said he used four different like hops or malt combinations, and then like 20 different spices or something. There's a very intricate recipe.
Oh,
to that. If you want, go to brewhappypodcast.com.
Yeah.
Go back to like
2015.
It's like season six or seven.
Yeah.
Six.
What season did you join on?
That season.
That was six?
That was it.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me look here. Since we're talking about
it. Yeah, you do have the page up. But yeah, both of them are very good beers, but be careful with that 420. If you get too indulgent with it, you might need to get an Uber or a Lyft home. So, word to the wise.
Come on, can I get a DoorDash home?
I was wondering, like, can you order food and then, like, have it delivery and then just hang out at the place that you're getting delivery from and then go home with your food with the delivery driver? Like, we're drinking here, and there's a place nearby that does delivery. Can we go home to our own place with the delivery person? I'm sure there's an insurance thing. I saw it in a commercial once. It seemed like a great idea.
That sounds not reliable. 2016.
That was a Captain Morgan commercial. Sounds like something they do. Did you figure it out there, Slugger?
I think it was 2015.
Huh? I think so, too.
Yeah, I think it was 2015. It was the end of 2015. It was October.
Oh, okay.
So I would have started in the end of season three and then made my full season four, because that's when we went to GABF.
Oh, yes.
It was like turned 30, and I'm now 35.
Ah. Okay. Now we all know how old you are.
So we went to the GABF the first year you started? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the first 4 years.
You and I went the year before that, John.
So it's 20. I'll be 36.
Right, that's why we went again with
that. So the last year I turned 35 in 2020. Oh,
wow. Yes.
Well, that's right. It's birthday time when you're there at GABF.
5 years ago would have been 2016.
Yes, I remember that. We stayed in a
Airbnb.
And
amazing.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah,
that was great. That balcony upper deck area.
I found that one.
Perfect.
Oh my god. Yeah, and I was amazed. I was amazed that the height of bed in the couch actually was comfortable. I've always had bad luck with those, but it was great.
Because Amanda and I made you stay up there.
Yeah, I was like, what? But, I mean, I guess it wouldn't have made sense to have all three of us, you know, cozied up in there. But I, you know, and I snore.
Wait, I was there with my wife.
Yeah. And I snore, so I get it. But
you snore.
Boy, yeah, I was trying to sleep in. You guys were up making breakfast and everything, and I was just like, oh, leave me alone.
Yeah, you're like a 13-year-old child. I might sleep.
I don't want to go to school.
We had a lot of fun, though. That was fun. Well, let's talk about things.
Talk about beer?
We can.
Okay. Well, I talked about the beer that I brought. What did you bring?
I abstained. Oh. Remember, I'm saving it for next week.
I thought you were going to go pick some beer out of the cooler.
Go pick some beer out of the
cooler. Oh, okay.
Do I need tasting glasses?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Do we have something else to talk about?
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you about the beers.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I've had beers.
All right.
Of course he has.
Of course.
You guys did a lot of over the weekend.
Yeah, you
traveling.
Sort of see me in the, you always get
that. I'm doing a thing.
Oh. I got real quick, since we're at...
You guys were at Thirsty Sasquatch.
Yeah, since we're at Chillin' Phil here, I want to tell you they have happy hour all day on Mondays today. and that's $1 off drafts. What? They have Tuesday night trivias, but you got to get here early because it fills up fast. And on Wednesdays, they have $10 growler fills. That's it. Even your 64-ounce growlers, the big boys. Fill them up. And then Thursdays, every other Thursday, they have an oyster pop-up. So just check out their Instagram or Facebook page if you want to know more about that.
Baby-making night.
Whoa.
What?
Wait, how's that work?
What?
Oysters? Oysters make babies?
Well, they lead to babies.
Oh, okay. I think they're... I don't know. I used to like oysters.
They're aphrodisiacs, man.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ, people.
Well, come on, Dad. You got to tell us these things.
Okay, children. Oh, you know the thing they say, crystal? You don't want to smoke that.
No?
No.
No.
Sort of looks like ice cubes that don't...
What? Well, how did that come up?
I don't know.
Tell us about the beer, John.
Okay. So I went to Chuckanut too.
Yeah.
And it's called the Peanut Beer Hall. Right? Because it's Portland, but you know what I had there?
What?
Peanuts.
Oh. I bet. We did have the peanut butter stout.
There we go. So they had peanut butter stout. That's horrible. So I had the Caffey Dunkel. It's a Munich Dunkel, and it was loaded with coffee, man. It had coffee. And then, of course, we hit Fire in the Mountain the other night. It had a beer, IPA I love there. I don't see too often, called Big in Japan.
Oh, Big in Japan.
I love Big in Japan. It's a 7.5% IPA, 65 IBUs. I sort of like they up on Fremont 57th now. It's sort of you come in and you play shorter and then you go sit down. I sort of like that. Things move a lot faster that way.
Okay.
And then I had a couple new beers. I had the new beers up at Brothers Cascade.
Oh. I'm wearing the sweatshirt today.
There you go. And I got something else for you, too.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. And the first one we had was the 3 Points of Contact, which is a new IPA. It's a 6.6% IPA.
Uh-huh.
It has... a Galaxy, Idaho 7, and Mosaic.
Oh,
hops in it.
I gotta love that. I gotta love me some Galaxy Mosaic.
And then the other one we had that just released was the Slay Tripper Imperial Stout.
Okay.
This is their Christmas beer. Where the hell did it go? They hit the wrong button. Hit that button.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
So many buttons.
So this is 11.2% alcohol. And this has got Belgian dark chocolate, vanilla, cinnamon, and a little bit of coffee.
Wow.
And it is it packs a wallop.
Nice.
Up there. Yesterday I was got done working and I saw at Ben's Bottle Shop they had the Gaffel Kolsch on tap again.
The Gaffel?
I love the Gaffel.
Wow.
That's my favorite Kolsch, and it's not too often you see it on tap.
On tap, yeah, no less. That's a classic. I love the Gaffel.
A classic. A couple other new beers we had was I love alts, and there was a Sasquatch Brewing Company had an alt beer.
Yeah.
Which I love alts. You know, alts, I guess, it was 5.6%.
Uh-huh.
And it was a combo, collaboration between Away's Days and Sasquatch.
Yeah, I had the alt beer at Thirsty Sasquatch by Sasquatch as well.
Oh, yeah. Say what? I love the alts. It's that time of year. And then the other one I was really surprised is I had a Pilsner from Ruse called Lightbound.
Oh, yeah.
Think that was fantastic. It was so crisp and clean. I didn't know they could use so much hazies. I didn't think they could make something so nice and crisp and clean.
So here's a funny thing about Ruse. I went over to check out their new location out on the waterfront over in downtown Vancouver.
Yeah.
And it's not completely built yet. But
they're working on it, get shit and it going in there.
Well, there's that whole block is under development right now between
true.
The two buildings.
Yeah, I can see it from my store.
Yeah, and so the On Point, there's an On Point Community Credit Union there, which is one of the banks that I bank with, which I think is really funny that Ruse is right there next to a bank. Because if I run out of money in my pocket, I can go next door.
It's not a bank. It's a credit union.
It's a credit union. Whatever.
There's a big difference.
I bank at the credit union.
They don't have tap-ins.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but You went to school for that, so.
No, it's not that. It's the credit card where you tap it to pay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Banks have it credit card in stone.
Oh, okay. All right, all right. I didn't know there was a distinction there. I never paid attention.
Well, you know.
I've just started now using the tap it thing.
There we go.
But, yeah, I just think it's really funny that if I run out of money, I can just stumble next door and get some more money.
I thought
some more
you
money.
Would just, like, wash dishes.
Well, I mean, I'm not above it, but
you know what yesterday
I
was?
Not to. Fucking slouch. What?
Yesterday was 12/12.
That's my grandmother's birthday.
Aww.
Oh, you know what? They celebrate every 12/12.
12/12/21.
That's not what they celebrate every 12/12. Saint Bernard.
Yeah.
Beer.
Yeah. Oh.
That's released every day in the 12/12 thing. Guess. So they had that thing rolling yesterday on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So your mom must get hammered on Saint Bernard beer every single year.
My grandma?
Yeah. No. Whose birthday is?
What?
Whose birthday was it?
It would have been my grandmother's birthday.
Yeah, she got hammered on Saint Bernard.
Yeah, why did you sit down and mention it and then act like you didn't know what he was talking about?
Because he said my mom. I was like, what?
I said grandma first, and then I went like, was it your grandma? Maybe it was your mom.
He's reaching here.
Yeah.
Also, when I was at Thirsty Sasquatch, I was wearing my Sasquatch hoodie. Drinking Sasquatch beer.
Oh.
And Bronwyn was with me, and she had the Sun River Cocacao, as well as the Triceratops Brewing's Mrs. Voorhees Peanut Butter Milk Stout.
Wow. You know where Triceratops is?
Tell us.
It's on the backside of Matchless.
Backside of Matchless. Now, what does that mean? Are they
in the backside of the little warehouses at the airport at Tumwater.
Okay.
So they have the warehouses, and Matchless is on one side, and you go around the building, and on the back side, there's Triceratops.
Oh. So this is a newer brewery that I...
It's been around for at least 3 or 4 or 5 years, because I've been to it.
Okay, okay. Huh.
Should we open one of these beers?
Yeah, let's open a lot of beers.
Yeah, yeah. What did you get?
Is Jen and Jeremy back yet? Are they ever did they move down to Belize?
Their last day there was... yesterday.
Yeah, they keep populating more of these vacation pictures on their Instagram, and I'm like, are they just on a permanent vacation?
I know.
Never leave.
Seems like they've been gone like the whole month of December.
Pretty close. It's almost 2 weeks.
We should go over to their house and be like, hello, are you guys open? Is the tap room open? We just want the beer.
I could probably jiggle that lock if you want to.
Oh, John, I don't think we need to break into the tap room.
We'll I didn't say break in. I said jiggle the lock.
Jiggle the lock. Yeah, no breaking
involved.
We'll
drink their beer, but leave them whiskey.
Yeah. Oh.
Like Santa.
I think they'd kind of be okay with that.
I probably Jeremy would.
He'd forgive us.
Yeah, after the beer.
Yeah.
I went and bought a thing.
You bought a thing.
He bought a thing.
He's excited.
It's cold.
Does your wife know you bought a thing?
She's not going to have any.
Oh.
You're keeping it all to yourself.
Well, because she doesn't drink them.
It's going in your belly.
It's dark.
Everybody's brewing. I can see that.
It's delicious. It is the barrel-aged Imperial Maple Porter.
Oh, my God.
From Barrel Aging Project at Everybody's Brewing. This robust Imperial Porter, brewed with rich maple syrup, aged in a full year in whiskey barrels, hints of warm brown sugar and chocolate chip pancakes, rounded with the notes of roasted malt and oak, stroke the fire and relax
this
decadent little sipper.
What is it about maple syrup and a stout that just... Like sometimes they're
rocks
too
your
thick,
world.
And it's too much.
Yeah, there's yours.
But when it's done just the right way, where it's like just enough.
Prost to Michelle, our bartender, who's
just enough
happy
of that sugar.
Enough to hand me the right size glasses.
Aw, thanks, Michelle. Let's do a prost to her.
Ding ding.
Ding ding.
Ding ding.
Ding ding.
Ding, okay, ding. Here we go.
I love these little glasses.
They're great little glasses.
They are.
Little 4 ounce glasses.
Yeah. Especially if you're putting scotch in there.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's delicious.
That is perfect.
That'll get you drunk.
Thanks, everybody's.
It's not everybody's beer, but it can be yours.
Mm-hmm.
11%!
Oh, damn. Good thing I only live a mile and a half away.
Sip softly, my friends.
Yeah.
That's maple-y.
Yeah. Holy shit, it was $17. That's an expensive can.
Wow, Ryan.
Wow, he's really living it up today.
The only two beers I'm drinking. You brought some too. Well, once I finish this, we'll have some of the new IPA.
Can we shotgun those?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want.
You can shotgun the 4 and 20, and I'll shotgun the hazy.
There you go.
Only because I know you don't like hazies.
I don't like hazies. I would never shotgun
a
hazy.
The problem is this one is heavier, so you're probably going to pass out before I do.
Yeah.
Probably not.
9.6% if you shotgun it.
I have
sure.
some more of the 4 and 20 in there.
I just start running.
9.6. This is 6.9.
I've learned I can burn alcohol fast if I just start running.
Or if you vomit.
Oh wow,
that's also good.
Come on, guys.
It's better to just run around the parking lot.
What? Run around the parking lot.
Well, you got to get your exercise somehow.
Yeah,
you
got to do it with your shorts on, so they can think you're crazy. All
right, what's next?
Well, so one of the beers I did pick up at Ben's Bottle Shop over the weekend, the last week we were there, was a beautiful oatmeal stout from Little Beast. It was absolutely delicious. I drank it while playing some video games with some friends the other night.
Yeah, I do love an oatmeal stout, but they can be quite filling.
Yeah, it was really good. It's Third Bird. And it's oatmeal stout.
Wait, what happened to the first two?
Well, we killed them.
Oh!
They were in the bush.
Ouch. That's what she said.
One
in the hand, two in the bush.
So that's the Third Bird. It's the one in the hand.
Ah.
There we go.
Get your hands off that bird.
Put your hands out of my bush.
Okay.
It was... Here's the picture. Look at that.
Oh, I really love the artwork that Little Beast comes out with.
Yeah, I saw you post that.
Yeah, we got to get Chuck Porter and his wife Brenda back on the show.
Brenda.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about that artwork. I really love their branding.
Yeah, I had that over the weekend. That was really nice, and just perfect. My wife made some cookies. I had that with the cookies.
Yeah,
that's good.
We'll have to talk to them in the new year.
You have cookies.
Yeah.
A little late to schedule now.
Christmas.
Oh, you know who else we have to talk to in the new year? That we always talk to every new year?
The police officers?
No, Breakside.
Oh, that's true. We do need to stop by there.
Hey.
So between now and February.
My scandalous days are over.
Over, I say.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it for my... I mean, I had a couple other beers that I just had lying around. I don't remember because I didn't.
You know, when you say that, I picture you on the living room rug, just kind of passed out, just surrounded by beers that you haven't drank yet.
Drinking a rum chata white Russian.
And thrown up.
Oh, my God. Just laying in a pool
Have
of
you
your
had
own
by
vomit.
The way?
What? No.
No. So you take a white Russian.
Okay.
But then you put rum chata in it.
Okay. So this isn't something you just made up.
No, it's delicious.
It's a thing.
It's absolutely amazing.
I'm a bartender, and I haven't heard of this.
It's new.
Rum chata.
Rum chata with
rum chata.
Rum chata white Russian.
Okay.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. Please don't.
So wait, is rum chata just a white Russian with rum?
No.
Okay.
It's different.
All right. I'll look.
Have you never had rum chata? It has some cinnaminess to it. It's good.
John said rum chata, right?
Rum.
Yes, I'm sure I have.
Typically, yeah. But then you put it in your white Russian with the vodka and the half and half or whole whipping cream.
Okay.
I
believe you.
Do it.
I trust your judgment.
You should do it.
Okay.
Christmas time.
All right.
You'll be the merriest fucking dude in the block.
All right, I'm going to go do it right now.
Okay, bye.
Rum chata.
Rum chata.
Okay, right here, I got a couple things.
What you got?
I got the year in beer.
Year in beer?
Year in beer.
In 2020, the year of COVID.
Oh,
I got statistics from COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. So on the year of COVID,
a lot of
I checked in 598 times.
You did?
Yeah, during the year of COVID.
Was that all from home?
A lot, because normally I'm near 1,000.
Yeah, did you partake in a lot of beer delivery?
No.
Uh-oh.
I go out and get my beer. I just use a mask.
Yeah, John's scare like, them. I don't need someone to bring beer to
me. After 598, 537 were unique.
Yeah, you were the beer delivery
for
Ryan here.
I had beer from 188 different breweries.
Oh, wow.
I tasted 101 out of 225 styles. And I was at a year of COVID. I was still at 141 unique venues.
Oh, man.
Do I need to look at mine? I probably should look at mine.
At this guy. Wait, was one of the unique video venues your living room?
Well, Untappd was the number one thing. Number two was Ben's Bottle Shop. And number three was Brothers Cascade. Because remember at Brothers Cascade, they have that outdoor thing. We used to bring the dog up there.
That's right.
Yeah, and it was just blowing windier than hell.
It is a little chilly out there.
But now they've covered it up and they got your own heaters going.
The heaters are nice.
You do this. Heaters to Sasquatch. You got Heaters Thirsty Sasquatch too.
Yeah. And I know we sat under them.
Right. And no one's been out there lately. So when I bring the dog, I just let him roam.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no one around.
Yeah, yeah.
So he just roams.
Yeah, there weren't a lot of people there when we went the other night. And it was really nice.
And
really
everyone
nice.
That's there knows the dog.
Yeah.
Knows Burley.
Everybody
so
knows
like,
Burley.
Oh, Burley. So they just go, yeah, come on over. So you just roll.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did you find your ear and beer?
They sent it to me.
Where?
On Untappd.
They sent it. They probably sent it to me in email.
The app.
Ah, I can't find it. Son of a bitch. He goes, don't worry. They're gonna send you your 2021 here real soon.
Wow.
Oh, is that your 2020 you were just reading?
Yes, 2020. I can't have a 2021 yet. Remember, I said the year of COVID.
Yeah.
This was not such a year of COVID. This is only a little COVID year.
Right, right.
Last year was a big COVID
yeah,
year.
But at the end of every year, like, Facebook's been doing that with me as well. Doing the recap. Oh, this is what you did and you know,
but they
two
did
years
the 2020
ago,
because
ago.
They want to get you fired up for the 2021.
Ah.
But no, the question is, do you pay money to them?
Who?
Untapped.
I don't remember.
That means no.
Oh.
Because, see, I think they only give it to the people that are a sponsor. You have to pay, like, $49 a year.
I know. I've got my year in beer every year.
Okay.
Maybe I do that. I would donate to them anyway. They're great. It's a great organization.
Yeah. I like it.
You can tell
you don't
by...
use it.
You can
tell... I've been trying to more lately.
Yeah. I don't know if you do because, you know, I can tell... if you've donated or not, because I have different increments of grading that people that don't pay have different increments of grading.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes. So I can tell by how you grade.
Although I think I set mine up as a business account a few years ago. Maybe that's why.
Could be.
It's business time.
Hello. Well, we're going to take... Oh, Matt Prater's about to step up and kick some balls.
All right.
Hopefully
do we have
not mine.
Do we have anything after this?
Yeah, we got some news.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some news.
All right, so why don't we do a quick break? Let's do some a music pairing. What do we got for Fitz Hits this time? Different artist?
Different artist.
Okay.
This
change
is
it
the,
up a little bit.
The infamous String Dusters.
String Dusters.
The infamous.
Okay, infamous.
Infamous.
Hey, are
infamous.
We going to that podcast thing tomorrow?
Infamous?
It is tomorrow, isn't it? No.
Podcasters yeah. thing?
It is tomorrow.
He doesn't know, you know.
I know, it's at Final Draft.
Are we? Okay.
That's actually a decent time for me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I might.
What time?
6?
5.
Yeah, I get off at 5. Go pick up my child. Probably not going to happen for me.
All right, let's go.
You guys can go.
Yeah, it's at 5 tomorrow. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing there.
Talking about podcasting? I don't know if you're the person to talk to, though.
Yeah, no shit.
That might be me or Damien.
Looks
right.
like my presence is needed.
Right, because I just show up and say shit.
Yes.
I have cigars and whiskey.
I'm not setting anything up.
We'll be right back.
I'll be there.
And there.
At 5 o'clock tomorrow.
I may still be
There's
there.
A Facebook event. Get the details from the Facebook event. I will say, every time I hear this song, I think of Top Gear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Top Gear?
On this episode of Top Gear.
Top Gear?
Yeah.
What's Top
Gear? You've
never
seen Top Gear?
What is Top Gear? No. What is Top Gear?
Oh, never mind. Jessica, man.
What is that?
Never mind.
Ross used to love that show. It's a show about cars.
Oh, okay. Well, that helps.
All these different cars.
Oh.
But it's a BBC. It's an old BBC show.
Yeah.
No, it is. Yeah.
And the American version of it is a little bit different.
It's bullshit. It sucks.
Yeah, I never. Yeah.
I'm John Paul from Paul Cigars. Everyone knows I think craft beer is awesome, but so is my huge selection of cigars. You can get all your favorite tobacco products at any one of my conveniently placed locations. In Beaverton, East Vancouver, and my headquarters store on Jansen Beach. Our wide selection of helpful staff will make your visit so very satisfying. You might even want to have a beer to celebrate. So come on in and check us out. For more information, contact us at paulcigars.com. cigarsbrewing.net.
That's good. Maple leaf beer.
Where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? Hold on that day. Will I run to the rock? Please hide me a run to the rock. Please hide me a run to the rock. Please hide me. Hold on that day, but the rock cried out, I can't hide you, the rock cried out.
Who's this?
I can't hide
this
you,
is a cover of a song
out.
Called Sinner Man.
But who?
It says Goose.
It's another cover?
Yeah.
Doesn't anyone make their own songs anymore?
Yeah, sometimes I play those on the show. Today was a cover day.
Oh, was it a cover day?
It's cover day.
Boy, this is new beer.
It's a good version. I like the Nina Simone a little bit better, obviously. If you know the Nina Simone version, it's a little bit different. It's classical. What? You've never heard this song originally? Okay, hold on. I'll play it real quick.
Where would I hear these?
On the radio?
KGW?
No, you probably heard it in a film or something.
Oh, in a film. I might have heard it.
You listen to NPR? They got a music hour.
NPR.
They have a few music
Along
hours.
That day.
I'm just hoping to get as much Guns N' Roses in as I can. So.
Okay, so I'm going to play this is Nina Simone. She's very...
So I miss a lot of stuff, new
very
stuff.
Well-trained African-American singer. You would have heard this song in the movie. Actually, the best movie that I think I've ever heard this song is The Thomas Crown Affair with Pierce Brosnan.
I've seen The Thomas Crown Affair.
It's a really good. The song is obviously has a lot more depth.
If you understand
the plight of people in the world sometimes. But yeah, it's a good song. I like it.
I can barely understand what people say in a song, so it's hard for me to interpret what they're saying when I can barely understand the words.
That's fair.
You know what? I watch movies. I watch them with most movies. I have to watch with the
subtitles,
closed caption.
Really?
Yeah, because I can't understand what they're saying.
You're watching British films?
Any song, any film, unless it's real distinct. You know what I mean? And a lot of the movies are sort of subtle.
And most of them now aren't going, hello, my name is John.
Right, and I'm just sitting there going like, I don't know what they're saying. So if closed captioned, I can read it, and I know exactly what they're saying.
If you put your mouth next to that microphone.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
I can actually hear you now.
You can hear me. Well, you don't want to hear me about
that's
like,
true.
My closed caption.
Now here's the other thing is, though, and I watch them when I watch movies, and this might be a time for a movie happy podcast. I love listening to the soundtrack. I love listening to the score of the movie because
I like some scores for sure.
It intensifies or amplifies or accentuates whatever the feeling you're supposed to be.
Most definitely.
Intensity, the music's there. Sadness,
I agree.
The music's there. Joy, anger, danger, death, the music.
And I like listening to the last song through the credits too.
Usually it's a good song, too.
Yeah, because it is. It's a good song to end it.
And I'm not talking about, like, Moana or Disney films. I'm talking about, like Interstellar has a beautiful soundtrack.
Yeah, that's a great soundtrack.
That's a great soundtrack.
Really interesting concept, too.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if anyone, most people might know this now, but when you watch that movie when they're on the water planet, every time you hear a click.
Yeah.
It's an hour.
Yeah.
It's insane.
And that's a day going by.
Yeah. No, that's an hour going by. Right. right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's an hour going. Yeah. It's just. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's a beautiful movie. It's heartbreaking, obviously, in some respects, but it's a beautiful.
So someone dies?
A lot of people die.
Everybody dies.
Yeah, right.
They all die?
Yeah.
Well, now I can't watch it.
No, it's not the point.
Since they all died.
That's not the point.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Damn it.
Nice job, Ryan.
They all die.
Ryan ruins movies. Our next podcast.
Yeah, hey, tune in next week when I tell you how Spider-Man No Way Home ends.
He doesn't get home.
Yeah, he dies.
He dies. Yeah. There we go.
All of them die. There's three Spider-Mans and they all die.
I'm pretty sure I remember when a Star Wars movie was about to come out.
Uh-huh.
And I think we were sitting at Rogue East, Green Dragon. And I was like, yeah, it was the weekend before it came out.
Uh-huh.
And we were sitting there and I go, and it was the next week and it had just come out. None of us had seen it yet.
Yeah. And you said everybody dies.
And then literally.
And then I went and saw it.
A handful of people actually do die.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Because everybody does die at the end of it.
Because Han Solo died.
Yeah.
Han Solo died.
No, that was Rogue One. It was Rogue One.
Oh.
Because everybody did die in Rogue One.
Literally died at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
And I went, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you went, you son of a bitch.
You inadvertently spoiled it without actually seeing
the
movie.
I gave away the whole goddamn movie.
Yeah.
Everyone dies.
This guy.
Well, if that's the way that you just, hey, have you seen the new Meryl Streep movie? Yeah, everyone dies.
Yeah. We should do a podcast called Ryan Ruins
Movies.
Good way
to answer everything.
And
well,
we
wait
just
a minute.
Have you seen the new Clifford the Big Red Dog? Yep, everybody dies.
Yep.
Wait, that's not the type
eats
of movie
everybody.
It is.
Yeah.
The Grinch Stole Christmas?
He everybody dies.
Yeah. oh, my God. All right, what do we got in the news?
Have you seen The Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
All right,
everyone
guys.
Dies.
All right.
I know what happens in the news.
Yeah, everybody dies.
Yeah.
shit.
All right, can we talk about stuff where people aren't dying?
Yeah.
It's the Brew Happy Show.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about those people over there because...
Only a few more times. We only got maybe one more time of this, guys, and it is the Tell Me Something Good segment.
Yeah.
We are going
to
move on and
to
away.
What segment are we going to name the new segment?
It's called Rapid Fire with Ryan.
Rapid Fire.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, we're going to be all of our new
four and a half
coming into the new year are going to be sitting down with me at some point in the show for a nice 2 to 3 minute segment of rolling through some questions so we can get to know them a little bit better. Some things maybe outside of beer. If you go back, listen to our Reverend Nat episode, we dive into his real name, and actually, he is a reverend.
Yes, crazy. But we knew that.
Not everyone did.
Not everyone did.
You did.
Yes.
You did, but you're not everybody.
Yes,
and
yes,
we're
yes,
glad
yes.
about that.
And also about those 6 years he spent in jail on a felony charge.
That is a different episode.
No. John.
That's how he became a reverend.
This guy.
Cascade Brewing.
He sort of had to.
Whoa.
Cascade Brewing releases Honey Mile and Valley Flora. Honey Mile features...
Wings?
Yeah. What? No.
They say like wings.
No. Valley Flora.
Wing.
No. Honey Mile features our sour rye ale aged in oak barrels and fooders up to 1 year, then infused with dried chamomile flowers, local wild flower honey, and fresh lemon zest. Cozy up with a chamomile tea. Honey Mile offers a delicate floral flavor and vivacious citrus aroma with a kiss of honey sweetness, 5%, and available in 12-ounce cans. And then Valley Flora is celebrating the Northwest regional offerings of craft beer and wine, and the Valley Flora combines our sour red ale with the Willamette Valley-grown Pinot Noir grapes. That actually sounds really great.
Yeah.
With bramble, dark bramble fruit, plum, cherry, and earth, oak supported by a balanced tannic structure, lively acidity. That's a really nice color, too. I really like that color. Look at that color. Look at that color. Look at that color.
That is a nice color.
That is a nice color. I like the can, too. Also available in 12-ounce cans. Get yourself some of that from Cascade Brewing. Foreland Beer's new Portland tap room called The Study. Our good friend Warren Wills from Craft Beer Scribe and from Day One Distro, he was there today at Foreland's new tap room. It's called The Study. It's open on Southeast Belmont. The accomplished brewer behind the Commons Brewery and Von Ebert now has teamed up with the publican behind the Bitter Monk and Allegory Brewing to open Foreland's Beer, the first Portland locations called The Study.
On Alberta?
No, on Belmont.
Mm.
Belmont and where?
So Southeast Belmont. I'll give you the whole...
Southeast Belmont.
Hold on, I'll give you the address here.
It runs forever.
Where it goes. Where's the address? This is a really great location. It's a lot, got some old school feel to it. It's got some beautiful fireplaces. It's going to be a really fun place. There's outdoor seating as well. 2511 Southeast Belmont.
25th in Belmont.
There you go. Fourlandbeer.com. Go check it out. There's got to be some great stuff on tap. And if you guys know anything about some of the people who are involved, you know that the deliciousness is abounding. Bowie Beer releases Decapitator Barrel-Aged Doppelbock. What the fucking bock? That's right. Get back. Get this 500 milliliter bottle of its release of the River Barrel Small Batch Series. And you can get this, I mean, whenever you want, but right now would be perfect. And it is all about the deliciousness that is going to be caught in that Decapitator. It's a barrel-aged Doppelbock, and it's going to bring you so many flavors of vanilla, dark cherry, and rum cake. I don't know if you've ever had a good rum cake, but they're delicious. Get yourself some Decapitator.
I love rum cake. My mom makes a great upside-down rum cake.
You know you can do it in the microwave?
Not a good one.
You can, actually. It's surprising. Not a good one, though.
That's blasphemy.
And Portland Metro Area Holiday Beer and Cider Events Guide. Guys, if you don't know enough, here are some things that are happening around the Bruniverse here for us. December, obviously, 2nd has already passed, but through the 26th, Oregon Brewers Guild pop-up at Function PDX.
Yeah!
That's a really cool thing if you guys want to get in there and check that out.
What's their hours? How many days a week are those guys open?
I think 5. I don't think they're closed Sundays and Mondays.
That would be a good time to close.
That's a good time to close.
We should do a quarterly event there.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
No shit.
We could do that.
Yeah. Or how about if we just do a event there? Ever.
We could start
one event.
Start one. We'll start with one.
Start with one.
December.
One a decade.
December 15th through the 19th, the 12 Beers of Christmas at Coin Toss.
Coin Toss.
They'll be tapping big winter warmers, imperial stouts, and barley wines.
Oh,
a week-long celebration of holiday beers, special flights, and food, all for the fun of the week.
Okay.
Make sure you head out there. December 16th, Hama Hama Pop-Up Oyster Bar at Chillin' Phil. Hey, that's right here.
We're here.
Holy shit.
We're already here. All we have to do is camp out.
That's right. Pop Oysters will be in the Northwest Portland Chillin' Phil Tap Room on Thursday, December 16th from 5 to 9. We already talked about this.
I did mention that earlier.
And shucking the delicious Hama Hama Oysters for $1.50 per shuck.
Yes. Hey.
Dude, if your shuck was that cheap, I'd have a lot more shucks.
Yeah, that's cheaper than Viagra.
Halo.
Wow.
Friday, December 17th from 5 to 7, Hopworks Brewers Whiskey Sale with New Deal.
Whiskey.
That's right. Join us at Hub and New Deal Distillering starting at 5 p.m. for a bottle sale of Brewers Whiskey along with some other awesome local-made spirits.
Hub?
It doesn't say. I'm going to go with probably their
main one on Powell,
yeah.
December 18th. Gigantic Brewing Holiday Market is going to be open. Expect 12 local makers plying their wares in a barrel room from 2 to 6 p.m. On the 18th. 21 and over, of course, because there will be alcohol.
Oh, gigantic.
Yeah, gigantic. Thursday, December 23rd, Barrel Aged Beer Seminar and Tasting, as part of Portland Beer Week, presents the Portland Aged Beer Seminar featuring Breakside Brewing, Fort George, and Oakshire Barrel Masters. The special discussion is the art of barrel aging in clean wood aged beers, and it's going to take place with these masters themselves.
Yeah.
They'll cover everything from the time and age to how to coax the most out of oak.
All right.
That's going to be a lot of fun. So with that, if you need more haps in the hops, go to brewpublic.com or newschoolbeer.com.
Yeah. I love those websites. They're always very very
super
well informed. Yeah. And all of the writers are people that I know from the industry that have worked in the industry.
We got Michael Prozo.
They all have insider knowledge.
Ezra. I mean, we've got some really great. Do we want to try one of these other beers before we leave? Is it too late?
I think it's John's wanting to take those home.
John wants to try them here. John shakes
his
head.
No, I don't take beers home. I can't. I don't drink beers at home.
Yeah, you keep dropping them off at my house.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're learning.
Well, Ryan, looks like you got something to populate your fridge. Enjoy.
Or just bring them next week.
I will have them.
Just bring them next week.
Okay.
Stick them in your car. You don't need to have a cooler.
No, no, I don't. It's I have an entire case of the 4 and 20.
It's going to be snowing. It's not a smoking week. It's a snowing week.
Snowing week.
So
snowing
I've heard anywhere. I've heard anywhere could start around Tuesday, yeah. the 19th. Is it Tuesday the 19th?
No, this Wednesday. What's the date? Today?
Sorry. What is? Sorry, not 15th. Tuesday.
They said Wednesday.
I've heard the 19th.
Uh-oh. Well, it could be. That would be the next round.
But then I've also heard the 23rd through the 27th.
How the hell are you going to know?
I don't know. It's supposed to snow.
I can tell you 2 days out. They said it's going to snow the West Hills.
It's supposed to snow. Wouldn't it be a white Christmas be great?
I can take it or leave it. I've done it both ways.
Yeah, you know what I'm looking for?
I like a slushy Christmas. A gray, slushy Christmas.
What? You're like snowman dust. Snowman dust.
Snowman dust.
Yeah.
John likes to have snowball fights. I can tell. Look at him. He's smiling like a little kid.
Because the dogs go and catch the balls.
What?
Yeah. As long as they're not my balls.
Hey.
Whoa. Hey, yo. All right. That's all she wrote.
Put down the peanut butter.
Yes. Leave the peanut butter. I'm doing peanut butter balls. But we will do peanut butter stouts because they are delicious.
So I'm going to tell you
real quick. You pour that on you and let the dog lick
you? Can I tell you something?
No, not the dog.
Can I tell you something?
I don't have a dog anymore.
Someone else licks you. Got it. Okay.
Can I tell you something? So my cousin, for every holiday, and I named them, she made these peanut butter balls.
Oh.
And then she.
John, be mature.
She dips them in. Chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Dip them in white chocolate, and then dip them in chocolate again.
Are they chocolate salty balls?
No.
Peanut butter is salty.
It's sweet. It's like creamy. But she freezes them.
Oh, creamy balls.
And then she puts some sprinkles on top of the last layer of chocolate.
Uh-huh.
And I call them amaze balls.
Oh, amaze balls.
And they're amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. You could put a couple in your mouth at a time.
Only two, though, please.
How many?
Just keep it down to
how
two.
How many balls can you fit in your mouth?
You know, that's the two. That is really diversified balls, I'm telling you right
now. Wow. Yummy. Well, you know.
There's all the colors. Where is the yellow snowballs?
All right. All right. You
that
know.
That should be one of the layers.
I like the balls you can dangle from a tree.
Ryan has a yellow snowball on his mic.
Yeah, so. Well, I'm the only one.
That's a windscreen.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering
all
why.
The mics used to have yellow windscreens, but yours came with the black one, and mine came with a black one. And
you know why?
Some point,
because Black Lives Matter.
No, that's black, just default. I got the yellow ones custom.
Did you hear him? He said black mics. Black mics.
Black mics matter. Oh, okay. I see what you did there. Yeah. I see what
I'm
you
glad,
did there.
I'm glad you figured that out.
Yeah, well. All the movements matter,
especially the bowel.
But especially
everybody poops.
Just to be clear, we do support Black Lives Matter.
I'm not saying we didn't.
Yeah, we're not.
Why would we be
making light of that? Just clarify.
Why would we have to re-clarify that?
I don't know. You're making it weird now.
You're made weird.
No, we could have just gone along and moved right past it.
I'm so excited for our Christmas episode next week.
Yes, me too.
I have gifts for you guys.
You were supposed to bring them this week.
Yeah, I got gifts for this
week. You got gifts?
Yes.
He almost forgot.
I forgot.
Yeah, you did forget. I gave my gifts last week.
Mostly for your other partners.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Whatever makes the woman I love happy
exactly.
makes me happy. I love
you got
to see
it.
A smile on her face.
It's a double bonus.
So every week in December we're bringing gifts. Is that what's happened? So you did it last week.
Uh-huh.
He's doing it this
week.
What do you got?
I'm going to do it next week. He's going to go to the...
I got a shitload.
Oh, it's in the car.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to need a hand
car. All right,
car.
So this is going to be off mic.
So we should end the show and...
Yeah.
You can talk while you stream it in.
All right. Okay. All right, so...
Next week's gonna be fun.
Next week is gonna be fun. So what's the plan now? Just to reiterate for the fans.
I haven't told you the plan.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Okay. Are you not gonna tell me the plan?
I will tell you the plan before the plan.
Is
happens.
There a reason there's the secrecy behind the plan?
Yeah, here's the thing.
I like to know where I'm driving.
I know. Well,
you're gonna tell me the day of?
I'll tell you the day before.
Okay.
Because I haven't confirmed the plan.
Is it more than an hour away?
No.
Okay. Is it like 20 minutes away from my house?
It depends on traffic.
Okay. Is it across the river?
No, it's in Portland.
Oh, thank God. Okay. All right. Then I got all. If it's in Portland, I got all kinds of ways of getting there.
It's the Portland district.
To avoid the highway. I hate taking the highway now. You can't. You cannot depend on the highway anymore. There's so many damn people.
Well, after the cops shot that guy and the highway was shut down for forever last week, it was insane. Yeah.
And now everybody takes the back roads that I take, and I'm like, what the hell? You this was the fast way, and now you guys are crowding my style.
Style biters. I have to double check with the source of the venue.
Okay.
To see if it's gonna be.
You see, beer fans, this is applicable. This is what I'm talking about here. He wants to do this KGB stuff.
Here's what I'll tell you: is you won't
You're
be disappointed if I can confirm.
Oh.
What did you just get?
A fine blended whiskey, sherry cask finished.
Mostly for Broadway, she loves this.
She does. I love sherry as well, and Amanac.
And amber. And Summer.
Armagnac.
Oh, yeah.
And Brittany. Who's Brittany?
What? No, he's talking about...
He was talking about women.
Then look, I got the...
What?
The Pru rum for him.
The 2004.
That's the plantation. Which one is that?
That's the Pru. She's been
so
to Pru.
So you got...
My wife's been to Pru.
Yeah.
She'll do it.
Yeah. Plantation rum.
Throw some little pineapple juice in
from
that.
From Peru. Oh, I got a beanie hat from Brothers Cascadia.
Better put that on right now.
Wow.
That's going to keep my head warm while I'm drinking beer outside at Brothers Cascadia.
I like it.
Oh, hey.
Oh, a joy to the world snowflake. Wow. Hey. I don't have very many ornaments. This will be great.
What, this pales in comparison to my gift.
I'll put this up right away.
I have to go get more things now.
Fine too. I got you guys T-shirts, and you do all this.
Look at.
She made them from your wife
she
made
cut
these
the,
from
she
scratch.
She cut the wood out and everything.
She buys the wood pre-cut. It's a plain wood.
Right, uh-huh. And then she paints it and designs it, and
she puts fabric on it.
That's super fucking cute. My wife is gonna. I can tell you right now, my wife is gonna look and go, "Well, we better do something for John and Sue." Did you guys get our Christmas card yet? It's cute, right?
Yeah, I have a cousin that keeps my cousin.
Did you get our Christmas card?
My cousin, yeah, I got your Christmas
it's
card.
Cute.
It was very cute.
She's adorable.
You're
I'm okay looking. My wife looks great.
Yeah, my cousin keeps asking me if I got her Christmas card. I haven't gotten it yet. I'm sorry, Sarah.
We took a picture.
That's beautiful.
That is great. Thank you so much.
I do like it. We're gonna put it. We're gonna put it up right away.
For Sue, thanks to Sue for the art, and thanks to John for the hats and whiskey.
Yeah.
This is. I like yours. Yours has.
Do you want to trade?
No, I like mine.
Either way, I like them.
That's a.
I got.
That's a Blazers.
I got.
Thing.
Yeah,
this
I got.
This is an Oregon Ducks thing.
Yep.
Or this is a Green
or
Bay
Timbers.
Packers. Or Timbers. Or
Timbers.
Packers.
Yeah, yeah.
This is definitely a
Nobody
Packers.
Nobody likes the Packers out here. Come on.
I'm
just kidding. I'm teasing, guys.
You definitely have a Cardinals, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Thing.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
So
the
little
beanies
of
Brothers,
you know,
Cascadia.
The Cardinals train there in the summers.
I know.
I do used to be the White Sox.
I do follow a little bit of sports. I'm like,
my dad took me to a game.
Did he really?
I
went and saw
the
Colorado
sent me the
Rockies
baseball.
One time.
It's on my desk.
Hey, that's it. I think we're gonna go.
All right. Well, beer fans, thank you so much for listening. As we said earlier,
thanks again for the gifts, John.
Yeah, thank you for the gifts, John. Thank you, your lovely wife, Sue. Thank you, Culmination, for the beers, and thank you, Chillin' Phil, and Paul, and both of the Michelles for hosting us here at this wonderful, expansive location that all of you beer fans out there need to check out as soon as you get the chance. Lots of cool stuff happening here. We told you about it earlier. Go ahead and dial back the knob if you forgot already. As always, I don't just like you, I love you. And I want to have a holiday beer with you. Until next week, beer fans, keep brewing. Brew happy. Cheers. Make it.